Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
A lot of the time, something that's just strange can be misinterpreted as being savage because of our lack of understanding.
Sure.
Is this one of those examples? This is definitely a strange one. Not something you see every day that Breezy saw recently. In a parking lot. I mean, when you think of a parking lot, you imagine seeing cars and people walking from their cars and people walking to their cars. And that's really about it, right?
Sure.
You don't imagine seeing someone suntanning, but this is something you observed recently, Breezy.
And it's not just a recent thing. It's actually been happening since we started the tennis league. Me and a couple of friends play tennis every single Wednesday at a park in Canandaigua. Mm-hmm. And every single Wednesday we pull in, there's this same broad.
Okay.
Just
weird, weird term to call her, by the way. What are you, a man in the 1950s? Hey, broad over there.
Some weird broad.
Uh-huh.
Just, she's in a beach chair.
Okay.
Kind of off to the side of the parking lot.
All right.
Definitely drove her car there. Sunbathing right next to her car.
Got it. Okay.
In the beach chair.
Got it. Okay.
Every Wednesday. Without a doubt.
What are we talking? A bikini, one piece, the move where you're on your stomach and you're not wearing the top strap. But what are we working with here?
So she's sitting in the chair. So she does the old shorts, bikini top move.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Again, trying to paint the whole picture here because it's not something I've ever, I don't think, witnessed. Oh, and it would definitely do like a double take of why is that person sunbathing in a parking lot?
Like this person drove all the way here.
Yeah.
To sunbathe.
Okay. Maybe
in a parking lot.
You say that it is around the same time because you guys play around the same time every week. Maybe it's the angle of the sun. I don't know. Maybe she's realized it's the perfect angle. Who knows?
The UV index is just amazing at this park, specific park.
Possibly. I don't know. What do you think, Breeze? Are you going savage or sensible on this?
It took some time to process the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's been happening so often that every time I see it, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. As the nudist, free spirit soul that I am.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably would expect me to say, sensible,
that's
you do you.
Exactly what I was expecting. Yes, 100%.
But I can't,
really?
I can't bring myself to say those words.
Why? What? Really? You of all people who pushes less clothes and, I mean, in your perfect world, we'd all just be walking around naked anyway.
I'm a big believer in time and place.
Okay.
And that's, this is not it, Chief.
Really? The same girl that shared a story yesterday on the show about coming home from the bar and immediately stripping down nude to make popcorn and then was greeted by your new roommate.
I was in the comfort of my own home. I can do whatever I want in the comfort of my own home.
Who said, I guess this is happening. same girl. You're saying that it's savage for someone to be in a bathing suit getting some rays.
in a parking lot?
Maybe there's some science behind this.
You saw someone at Wegmans doing this in the Wegmans parking lot.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This is why I'm going to go sensible on this one. Because when it comes down to it, what harm is she doing? She's not bothering anyone. She's confusing some people, but really that's the maximum impact that she's having. And who knows? We don't know her situation. Maybe she lives in a tiny apartment with no like lawn to do this. I don't know. Maybe she just wants to get away for a little bit. Who knows? Maybe she's been cooped up all day working from home and just wants to get out and get away and go and get a little fresh air somewhere, get a little sun. I see.
I applaud her, you know, courage and her, let's just say, lack of care for anything when she goes to do this, because clearly she doesn't care. She does it every single week.
Yeah.
I just don't love... There's a bunch of different moving parts when it comes into this. There's a safety factor because she's right there.
Okay. Well, hold on. I've got a question.
People could be blasting through.
I've got a question. How busy is this park?
By the time I go, it's pretty.
Okay.
I mean, she parks off to the side.
Yeah, it's pretty clear she just kind of wants to be off on her own and do her own thing, right? Troy checking in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 585-222-9800. He's got a theory. Says maybe she has creepy neighbors. So she doesn't want to be doing that.
Yeah, so let's go to a public park with a bunch of creeps in it.
Well, like, no, you said it's pretty slow. She's not expecting anyone. If anything, I can almost guarantee you that every week you and your crew of lackeys come rolling in for your tennis league and she sees you guys coming and it probably ruins her day because she was looking forward to just being able to relax and just get a little bit of sun. And the next thing you know, you guys are screaming and there's noise polluting all over her.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in a park using the facility.
I mean, if you go somewhere and expect no one to be there. You're kind of like a little put off when people show up, right? You just said yesterday.
But you're at a park.
You just said yesterday you were mad because people played tennis next to you at the tennis court that's meant for tennis.
Yeah, all of that stuff is, if that's the case. But like, the thing about it is, this is abnormal. Like, people are going to play tennis at a tennis court, obviously. But no one's going to a parking lot being like, oh, I'm going to suntan.
I'm going to
play hopscotch in the parking lot.
This woman does. She does not play hopscotch. Stop it.
No, but I'm saying like utilizing things to their full potential, not random things that aren't what they're meant for.
Okay.
Another thing is like, think about the children. Like
what?
Why are you exposing yourself to the children?
You of all people are going to try to make that argument? Really?
I don't walk around. playgrounds naked.
The queen of exposure is now shaming someone for quote-unquote exposing. She's wearing a freaking bathing suit. She's not naked.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is it?
I'm trying to
figure out why this bothers you so much. Is it because you're jealous? Because she's doing that and you're not? Where's this coming from?
Why would I be jealous?
Why does it make you mad? How does it negatively impact you aside from just you're confused? And by the way, go up there and have a conversation. Be like, hey, I was just curious. What's the deal?
I thought you said she didn't want anyone to bother her.
Well, if it's bothering you so much that you're going to label her a savage for doing this.
I don't care. That's my opinion.
You clearly do care. You so care.
But that's
care.
My opinion, and we I'm sticking
spent,
to it.
We just spent the past 7 minutes talking about why you care about
No, but
this.
I'm saying I don't care that I'm labeling her a savage. I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Hmm. And I just, I think there's a time and a place. I really do.
More text.
I really, really do.
More text coming through. You can share your thoughts, by the way. Savage or sensible? Suntanning in a parking lot. There's a lot of mystery to this one. So there's a lot of what if scenarios that could be out there. Some more people checking in. This texter says maybe she's a mom and her kids are at soccer practice or something.
She's not. There's no practice.
It's weird, but not savage. Another texter. Good morning to you.
She's
Tony
alone.
Here.
She's so
alone. Perhaps she feels it's the best place to go to people watch and get a tan at the same time. Look at this. The asphalt attracts the sun more. Science is weighing in. That would make sense. Yeah, it's black asphalt. That would radiate more of the
asphalt? It says asphalt.
They just misspell it. They're probably doing talk to text. Good God. It's called asphalt. It's not asphalt, Breezy. Good Lord. Are you Googling it to see? It is not asphalt. Oh my God. You need
asphalt?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Oh, don't Google that.
Oh, she said.
Don't Google that.
All right. Jump in. 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show. You can
thank God I'm not on a work computer.
You can weigh in on if the pavement is called asphalt or asphalt. or you can also jump in on today's Savage or Sensible. Again, talking about this woman who
is
suntanning in a parking lot. This texter, I do it myself, but I take the last parking spot in the corner with a patio chair and in a bathing suit and shorts. I'll sit in the spot beside my car for some privacy.
Wait, this is literally the girl that...
It might be. It might be the woman that you saw that goes to the park in Canandaigua. It's quite possible. That's exactly what she does as well. By the way, we have a clarification for our great... asphalt, asphalt debate that just happened a little earlier in the show.
That's on me. I will take full responsibility.
So here's the
sorry, I read things the way they're supposed to be read.
They did a talk to text and it came out weird.
I'm sorry, I don't know this guy's background of how
Breezy,
that number
you,
puts
you,
his
Breezy,
like
Breezy,
what
you know that. Pavement is not called asphalt. It's called
I don't know
asphalt.
That it's called asphalt either.
Your dad literally works with this stuff. He's a sealer. He's a driveway sealer. He works with it all of the time.
I wasn't born in asphalt.
My favorite part of that interaction. And by the way, if you missed it, this is one of the reasons why I need to go back and listen to the show on demand. I correctly said what it is, asphalt, how it's, you know, supposed to be pronounced. I did a quick edit as I was reading it back on the air, and Breezy called me out and tried to skewer me and tell me that's not how you say it. Asphalt.
I was just reading it the way someone spelt it.
Hey, so hold on. Is the asphalt, is that what's going to disconnect California eventually when the big quake comes? It's the asphalt. Oh, there's been a rupture in the asphalt.
You're so annoying. You know that I struggle with reading. I'm just trying to read things the way that they're set to us.
Don't blame this on dyslexia. You cannot blame this on dyslexia. You blame this on your lack of knowledge of what things are and what they're called.
I'm sorry I'm not a professional sealer like my dad. Okay? It doesn't run in the family.
But you know that's what it's called. You have to.
No, I don't. I maybe read like one ad for it back in traffic, but other than that, no.
It's shocking. It's the very strange things that pop up. Let's get back on track here for Savage or Sensible. Again, sun tanning in the parking lot. Oh, I got to finish this text we're just reading. After she said, you know, on asphalt, LOL, she added, I only started doing this year because our apartment pool area is still closed. Maybe that's why, Breeze. There's less places to go. And as we had a text earlier, there is a little science to back this. It absorbs the heat more. So maybe it gives you a little crispier tan. I don't know.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
You know, the privacy issue is something that a lot of people are bringing up as well, which makes a lot of sense. Someone said maybe she has creepy neighbors. It's possible.
Okay.
I'm just saying cut her some slack here. I don't call her a savage.
That's a wash because, sure, you have creepy neighbors, but then you just have random people coming in and everyone's turning their head regardless of anything because it's very unusual to see a sight such as that.
If you're going to have somebody stare you down like a creep, wouldn't you rather it be a total stranger that you're never going to see again versus your neighbor that you see all of the time?
No.
I mean, isn't that the lesser of two
evils?
Creepy's
creepy. And that's just that.
Yeah, but you're living next to creepy with the other scenario, which makes it worse. By the way, breaking update. Breaking tanning in on the asphalt news. The girl that texted in earlier is not the same girl. This apparently goes down in Penfield, FYI. Yeah. So there you go.
This is more popular than I thought.
I told you. It makes sense. She said the apartment pool area is closed. You know what this is, Breeze? This is amazing. This is going against everything you're all about. lack of clothes, using your resources.
This lady, is the one example of using your resources that I just can't get on board
with. This lady is using her resources. I still can't get down to the bottom of why it bothers you. Like, ultimately, for me, I'm calling this sensible because in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't affect me. It wouldn't affect me in any way. It doesn't affect you, aside from just the confusion of why.
I almost hit her in my car last week. How about that?
Okay.
That affects me when I get sued.
I feel like that would affect her more when you roll her over her with your vehicle. Maybe watch out.
This is not a good placement. Like, the fact that you had to get in your car.
Yeah?
The thing about it is like, sun tanning should be a leisurely thing. She had to get in her car. She had to go out. She had to set up the chair. She had to do all this crap.
Yes, and you have to do
none
of it.
In a public setting, nevertheless.
And you have to do none of it. Well, Prude Breezy coming out to play. There might be children around. Oh, my God, it's a woman in a bikini. Oh,
she's flashing all the kids.
Yep, okay. Now she's a streaker. Perfect.
Jeez Louise.
Let's go to the poll. It was a tight one up at 98pxy.com. Again, I believe this is fully fueled by the confusion.
Can't even believe that there's so many people that do this.
Yeah, apparently. But let's go to it. 98pxy.com. Can always vote there. Today, Savage or Sensible, sun tanning in a parking lot. Real close. 56% of the people voting today say Sensible.
Oh, I see 50-50, but okay, sounds good.
Why, did you literally just vote?
No. Maybe.
Rolls eyes.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.